Baruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Tes Amud Aleph at the very top. Our Gemara continues to discuss the Braisa that was quoted on Daf Vav Amud Aleph regarding Dalei Rishuyos and Shabbos. Now our Gemara brings the latter part of this Braisa. Acherim Oimrim Iskupo Mishameshes Shtei Rishuyos. Acherim is the opinion that Iskupo, which is the entranceway, the doorway, which is typically elevated above the street level with a block of wood or stone. This doorway, according to Acherim, is either defined as a Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, depending on the situation. As follows, Bizman Sheha Pesach Pasua Kilifnim. When the door is open, then that Iskupa is defined as a Rishus HaYochid. Pesach No Kilachutz. When the door is closed, it's considered to be like a Rishus HaRabim. Now, the assumption over here that the Gemara is taking on is that this Iskupa, inside of it is a Mavui that is closed on all three sides. A Mavui cannot be, you cannot carry within that Mavui, Midirabanan, because they were concerned that if a person then carries in the Mavui, he might carry also into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rabbanan said it's also to carry in the Mavui. However, they said if a person puts a lechi, which is a side post, at the end of the mavui, or he puts a cross beam across at the end of the mavui, then those will then enable a person to carry in the mavui, because it'll be a heker identifying that indeed this is a mavui, and they won't make the mistake of carrying to the Rishus HaRabim, or it's considered to be like a fourth wall, so midirabanan, they're allowed to carry in this mavui. So the Gemara now is going to ask, so in the Mavui, a person can carry because you have the Lechi at the end of the Mavui. But how can a person carry in the Iskupa, which is beyond that Lechi? Ask the Gemara, Va'afal pi the Lesle Lechi, even though there's not a second Lechi, in addition to the original Lechi that's there for the Mavui, but there's no second Lechi on the outer part of the Iskupa, enabling you to carry as if it's part of the private domain, the Rishus HaYochid. You'll make the following, and the Gemara says, "V'ha'omar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Omar Rav Toich HaPesach Tzorich Lechi Acher LeHatiro." You need an additional Lechi inside of that area in order to then mati a person to carry. So where is that second Lechi? If you're going to say that over here we're talking about a place where there's not a dimension of dalad al dalad, the iskupa is less than dalad al dalad, and therefore it does not require an additional lechi because it's just a hemshech of the mavui, it's not a separate rishus. V'ha'omar Rav Chama bar Guyo, Omar Rav Toich HaPesach Afal Pi She'ein Boi Dalad al Dalad Tzorich Lechi Acher LaHatiroi. So he says that even if a person is dealing with an iskupa that is less than the dimension of dalad al dalad, nonetheless it needs an additional lechi to matir a person from carrying it, and therefore that won't be sufficient. So here we're talking about a mavui that typically only has one lechi. Where is the second lechi for the iskupa? Says the Gemara, two different answers to answer this question and explain acheri how it's indeed going to be a rishus hayachi when the door is closed. When the door is open, as follows. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Hocha b'iskupas mavui askinon. We're talking about, like we said, an iskupa of a mavui. And over here, instead of it being a lechi at the end of the mavui, to be matir, carrying in the mavui, we're talking about where there's a cross beam, a kara above. Chetzioi mikuro, v'chetzio she'ena mikuro. Half of the end of the Mavui is mekura, is closed by this crossbeam, which is the typical way a kara would be used, because a kara only has to be one tefach. The kuryoi klapi pnim, and the kuryoi is klapi pnim. That means that the lechi is on the outer part of the iskupa. So when Pesach is pasuach kilifnim, when the door is open, so then the iskupa becomes an extension to the Mavui, is connected to the Mavui, and a person can carry not only in the Mavui, all the way out into the Iskupa as well, because the crossbeam is at the end of the Iskupa. Pesach nol kilachut. However, if the door is closed, then one no longer has the ability to then to then walk and carry in the iskupa only in the mavui, because the mavui is now closed by the fourth wall, and therefore that is okay to carry in the mavui, but when the door is closed, one cannot carry in the iskupa. That's the first answer to answer the question of how, when the door is open, we have an iskupa that you can carry in as if it's a reshus hayachid. Rav Ashi Omar, lo oilom bi iskupas bayis askin. Rav Ashi gives an alternative answer to how, when the door again is open, Achim considers this to be a reshus hayachid. He says we're talking about not a situation that we said before of a mavui, but here we're talking about where the above roof is partially closed. Ukigon shekira b'shtei karois she'em bezu arbo ve'em bezu arbo. We're talking about over here where we have beams across. Now this is not to be confused with the kara that we described before, which is matir the mavui. Here we're talking about just that there are beams across as a roof. But the way the beams are, that each one is not a full arba tfachin, and there's two of these beams that are across as the roof. And in between these two beams, ein bein zu lezu shloisha, there's no three tfachim between these two beams. It's less than three tfachim apart. V'deles be'emtza, and the door is in between these two beams. So pesach pasuach kelifnim, when the door is open, so then you have these two beams, which is, it has a space in between them, less than three tfachim, whereby we say lavud. It connects these two beams, whereby now you have at least a dalet tfachim space that is enclosed. And then, when it's enclosed, we have a concept called pitikra yared vesosim, whereby there's an imaginary wall that is able to be let down, that is able to be brought down from that area, from that four tfachim beams, and therefore you have arba, you have dalid walls of surrounding this iskupa, and therefore has a din of shus hayochid, and therefore only if it's closed is that the case. But pesach no, sorry, if the door is open rather, because then you have the two beams, the cross beams that are going to be attached together with lavud. But if pesach is no kilachutz, but if the door is going to be closed, so then you won't have the two overhead beams as the roof being able to be attached to each other, making one arba tfachim beam, whereby we can say pitikra yori v'soysin. So in summary, we have two different answers how Achim explains that when the door is opened, it's like the reshus hayochid, and therefore you can carry in the iskupa. Either according to the first answer, the lechi has an outer lechi at the end, on the other side, not lechi rather, a kara at the other end of the iskupa, whereby the mavui, when it's the door is open, the mavui is a connecting mavui into the iskupa, and therefore a person can carry in that area of the iskupa as well. Or alternatively, the latter answer says that over here we're talking about where it's like a bias, and therefore it's roofed overhead. However, the roof has two different cross beams that are less than dalet tfachim each, but less than three tfachim apart, whereby we can say lavud when the door is open. Normally the door is closed, it separates the two. But when the door is opened, then we can say that we have two beams that have at least the dimensions of dalid tfachim, whereby we're able to then say this concept of pituka yore v'soysem, allowing a fourth wall to close inside, and whereby a person can carry in the iskupa. Says the Gemara, the last quote of this brisa that was quoted on Davav Amud Aleph, Vim haisa iskupa gavoya asoro v'rachva dalid, harezivu rishus la'atzmo. If this iskupa has the dimension of asor tfachim high and dalit tfachim wide, then it's a rishus b'fnei atzmo, it's a separate rishus, which means that it's a rishus hayochid. And therefore, we'll soon see that if a person is in one rishus, let's say a chotzer, he cannot carry from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid. Says the Gemara, Messiah led Rav Yitzchok ba'avdimi, Dom Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi Oimer Haya Rebbe Meir. Rebbe used to say, Kol Mokom Sha'ata Moitze Beis Rishuyois, wherever you find two Rishuyois, Vehem Rishus Achas, they're the same type of Rishus. We're talking about two different Rishus Hayachids. one next to the other. Kigon amud krishus hayachid gavoya asar roch of dalid. For example, we have an amud, a pillar that has the dimensions of asar tzvachim high and four tzvachim wide. So it's a krishus hayachid. Also lekatef alav gzeir mishum tail krishus harabim. If a person is standing in a chotzer, which is itself a krishus hayachid, he cannot then take the load that is on his back and place that load onto the amud, onto the pillar, which is another rishus hayachid. Why? Because there's a concern that if he's standing in a rishus harabim and he wants to take off that load and put it onto a tail, which also would have the din of the dimension of rishus hayachid, then by taking off his load and putting onto this tail in the rishus harabim, he will then be taking an object from the rishus harabim to the rishus hayachid. And that would be an Isser Deraisa. So as not to come onto that Isser Deraisa, the Chacham said you cannot even do that from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid.